This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Wednesday, August 6, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Tenders for a 5 billion rand plus investment by Eskom into flue gas desulfurization technology for its Kusile power station are being finalized. A preferred bidder should be selected soon. The FGD technology will be used to remove sulfur dioxide from the exhaust flue gases. The technology has never been deployed in South Africa. Eskom CEO Jacob Maroga said that Kusile, previously codenamed Project Bravo, would be the first power station in South Africa to have FGD installed. The power station is being built near Witbank in Mpumalanga. The fourth quarter of 2008 will see Northern Johannesburg's Sandton City begin its transformation. This is as the 1.77 billion rand first phase of the master plan gets underway. It includes the refurbishment of the existing centre, the addition of 30,000 square metres of new retail space, improved access and additional parking bays. Liberty Properties Property Development Managing Director Caswell Rumperi says that the professional team of contractors responsible for the development is being finalised. He said that the tender would be awarded and announced within a month. In February 2007, London-based RTKL Associates were chosen as the complex designers. RTKL were the designers of the Beijing International Sports and Exhibition Centre, which will house the 2008 Olympic Games. They also designed the Gateway Shopping Centre in Umhlanga and are the designers for the new Twin Towers precinct in New York. State power utility Eskom has signed a letter of intent with Anglo Coal South Africa. This is to supply its new 4,818 megawatt Kusile power station with 17 million tonnes of coal a year over its 47-year life. Should the two companies reach a primary energy agreement, the coal will be supplied through Anglo and Yorsi Coal. The first coal supplies are expected for delivery in 2011, well ahead of the startup of the first unit in 2013. The coal will come from the new Largo deposit, with supporting coal from Zondagsfontein East No. 2 seam and from the No. 4 seam. It could also potentially come from Zondagsfontein West resource, where exploration is currently underway. Also making headlines, South Africa is urged to strengthen its fixed investment as the economy runs out of productive capacity. Tito Mboweni says he's focused on the inflation outlook. 2 million people are expected to join in COSATU's protest action. Xstrata makes a bid for rival Lonmin. Ernst & Young says that global gold exploration is staggeringly unsuccessful. And CIC Energy signs an agreement with Shell for its Botswana coal-to-hydrocarbons plan. In political news, Rwanda accuses France directly over the 1994 genocide. African ex-leaders are to press politicians over AIDS. Gaddafi says that isolated Iran risks the same fate as Iraq. And Malawi Parliament agrees to end budget impasse. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.